This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 minutes vocabulary
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 minute vocabulary with me, Alice.
And me, Finn. And today we're looking at compound nouns.
And what are you eating, Finn?
Popcorn. I've also got some ice cream. Do you want some, Alice?
Well, maybe after the show.
Oh, sorry. In today's show, we're looking at compound nouns.
We'll look at what they are, what they mean, and how to use them.
There'll be a quiz.
And we'll leave you with a tasty top tip for learning vocabulary.
So, first up, we're going to listen to Bill and his daughter-in-law talking about Bill's computer.
And here's a question to think about while you listen. What's wrong with Bill's laptop?
What's wrong with Bill's laptop? Let's find out.
I'm having problems with this new software.
Where's Mike? He's good with computers.
He's buying postcards at the post office, I think.
Let me have a look then. I think I can fix this.
Susan, you're my favourite daughter-in-law. But should I buy a new laptop?
I think you'll have to, Bill. This keyboard doesn't work at all.
So, that's Bill and his daughter-in-law. And we asked you, what's wrong with Bill's laptop?
And the answer is, the keyboard doesn't work.
Now, keyboard is a key word in today's show because it's an example of a compound noun.
That's right. In English vocabulary, we often put two or more nouns together to form a new noun with a meaning that combines the meanings of the two original nouns. We call these words compound nouns.
For example, keyboard. The second part, board, names the thing we are talking about.
And the first part tells us what type of thing it is. It's a board with keys.
Now, we usually write keyboard as one word. Same with laptop, software, and postcard. But we write others as two words.
For example, post office. It's an office where we post things, and we write it as two words.
Unfortunately, there aren't really any rules about when to write compound nouns as one word and when to write them as two words. So be sure to use a good dictionary.
You're listening
to bbclearningenglish.com.
And we're talking about compound nouns. And if you were listening carefully earlier on, you might have noticed a few compound nouns right at the start. Popcorn was one of them. We also heard ice cream, another compound noun.
And you may also have noticed how these words are pronounced. With compound nouns, the stress usually goes on the first part, like this. Popcorn, ice cream, keyboard. Now, what's our final example, Alice?
Daughter-in-law. This compound noun is made of a noun and a prepositional phrase.
Now, when we write three-word compounds, we usually use hyphens, little dashes, between the words. This shows the three words go together.
And the plural is daughters-in-law, not daughter-in-laws. We are talking about two daughters, so we add the plural S to this word.
Do you have any daughters-in-law, Alice?
No, I don't, Finn. I'm far too young to have any
daughters. Of
course
daughters. You are.
Yes, but I do have a sister-in-law, and she's a lovely woman. Yes.
Lovely. Very nice.
Let's hear about compound nouns again.
They're fixed expressions formed from two or three words linked together in different ways. There are compounds we write as one word, like keyboard, software, and popcorn.
But we write some of them as two separate words, like post office and ice cream.
That's right. Now it's time for a quiz. I'm going to say a compound noun, and I'm also going to say whether we write it as one word, two words, or with hyphens. And you decide if this is true or false. Ready?
Yes.
Number one, popcorn. Two words.
That's false. It's one word.
Number two, ice cream. One word.
False. It's two words.
And number three, daughters-in-law with hyphens.
True.
That's right. It has hyphens. Well done if you got those right.
And that brings us almost to the end of the programme.
But before we finish, here's today's top tip for learning vocabulary. Practice the pronunciation of compound nouns. The stress is on the first word. So try saying hot dog with an equal stress on both words. Hot dog. This means a dog that is hot. Then say it again with the stress on the first word. Hot dog. Now that's a type of sausage snack.
Oh, great. Thank you, Finn. That's wonderful. There's more about this at bbclearningenglish.com. Join us again for more 6-minute vocabulary.
Bye.
Bye.